carry me every day. You carry me all the way. Hallelujah. You carry me to the. You carry me to the cross. The cross. WJTL bringing you Cutlass, Carry Me to the Cross, Unspoken Reason. Before that, good morning at 7:03.
So yesterday, for a Mother's Day edition of Winning Wednesday, we gave away gift cards to Ken's Gardens. And the winner of those gift cards were entered into a grand prize drawing for a pair of hot air balloon ride passes. And Fred and I will be announcing those winners coming up shortly after 8 o'clock this morning.
We actually have two winners.
Two winners? That makes me even more excited.
I know, pretty exciting.
I can't wait.
Our friend Tim Johnson is here today. He's the executive director of Friends in Action International. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Fred.
How are you doing today?
Great.
Good. Great to see you. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Hey, I want to say hi to my wife and to my team, Friends in Action, there in Elizabethtown.
And tell us about Friends in Action.
Hey, it's really great to see what God is doing with Friends in Action. It's an organization very unique in that we go into the most remote, difficult places in the world to bring the word of God, but we're doing that through infrastructural projects, helping missionaries build their houses, homes, and things into these remote, difficult places.
And how long ago was it that Lisa went with you to Nicaragua?
Lisa went with us back in 2011. It was a great trip. We had a great time together.
Yeah.
I just really enjoyed being able to show her the work and get her involved in what was going on there in Nicaragua with the Rama people.
Yeah. Do you have any good stories from when Lisa was there that you can remember?
Well, I always remember Lisa taking time to work with the kids and come alongside and let them get involved in Kids Cookie Break.
Yeah.
And share their hearts and share their little testimonies. And it was just good.
Yeah.
I thought she did a great job with
that. That's fun. Now, how often do you get to go to Nicaragua?
I'm typically going 3 to 5 times a year.
Wow.
In between other trips, other places. But yeah, that's kind of one of my soft spots.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the ways God has worked through Friends in Action.
Well, it's been really exciting in Nicaragua to see with the Rama people in particular how that God has been touching the hearts of people. We go with a very holistic approach where we help the people build a whole new community so that they can have a place to live and sleep that's safe and comfortable for them, but able to also begin to learn about the Word of God. So in the midst of helping them build houses, schools, and these kind of things, we're also coming alongside teaching them life skills and helping them learn that way, and then also sharing the Word of God. And then it's great to see what they do with that.
Very cool. If folks want more information about what you guys are doing, they can visit you online.
Yes, definitely. www.friendsinaction.org. You'll find us there anytime.
FIAINTL.org. Check it out online. We'll talk more with Tim coming up. We'll find out when he's going to Nicaragua next and how you could be involved in what Friends in Action is doing as well. Sail Up, Planet Shakers, and much more music on the way next.